Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9919, catalog number 9919. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
For this day again that you have made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. We come with thanksgiving in our hearts, come with praise and worship. We bless your holy name. Bless these children. Let them find your will for their life. Keep them and cover them by the blood of the Lamb. Use every one of them and children everywhere. They need you at this hour. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless every soul present, and don't let a soul leave except it blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. You know I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the powerful name of Jesus, in the whole church, say amen. Amen. To our preachers and to our deacons and trustees and all of God's children, and thank God for little Harris, who brought us a great message. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. Thank God again for all our mothers. May God bless you and may God keep you on this day and forevermore. Turn your Bibles again to Psalms 29 and 2. Psalms 29 and 2. Those of us who are familiar with New Bethlehem, we know that we don't have no message because of a certain day. Amen. We have to bring what the Lord give us. Psalm 29 and 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. This the sixth message, I think, or the seven message. Y'all got it better than me. Thank you. I'm a seven. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. Too much of time being waste worshiping. Too much of time. Paul said he redeeming the time, because he had wasted enough of precious time before he got converted. He said he redeeming up the time now. He ain't got time to play no more, he said. I waste enough of God time. Really, time belongs to the Lord. It doesn't belong to man. It belongs to God. Wasting time. And we can waste time. But the message, don't waste it in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. My brothers and my sisters, we are living in dangerous and deceiving times. Dangerous and deceiving times. Danger. Everywhere you go now is danger. Ain't but one safe place, and that's in Jesus. That's the only safe place, is only in Christ. He is the fallout shelter. He is the fallout shelter. And if you notice, in these dangerous times, we are trying to push Christ out of our lives. Oh, yeah. The devil deceiving. I said danger and deceiving time. The devil is on the loose. Ever since God threw him out of heaven, he's been on the loose. And he is out to get whosoever will let him in. He come to do but three things. Steal, kill, and destroy. He don't care nothing about nobody. Even those who working for him, he don't love them. Ain't no love in him at all. Because the Bible said when they see him in hell, in the lake of fire, they go mad and look upon him and say, this the man that caused us to be down here? And won't even let us out? No, he can't let you out because he's down his path. The one that he deceived and go to the lake of fire. We live it in deceiving time and dangerous time. And I've been preaching this ever since I've been here. You haven't seen nothing yet. Why are you so prompt, Reverend? Because I'm prophesying what the word done said. And we trying to fight our own battle and don't know who to fight. See, if you don't know who the enemy is, how can you win? You got to fight, find out who the enemy is. And this is what happened in the last and evil days. And this is what happened. This is what happened in schools. You can't duck the devil except you duck him in Jesus. You can't run from danger of the devil except you got Jesus, when God said, if he for you, who can be against you? And we're trying to put ourselves aside and think we safe. You're not safe, but only through Christ. The devil will work in it. Whosoever will let him get in. We're living in, I said, dangerous time and deceiving time. What God really trying to do? God trying to awake his church out of her spiritual sleep. And we are ignoring what God doing. He's trying to get our attention so many ways, but we just ignoring the Lord. We're trying to fight a spirit with material things. There's a devil out there. He don't care who he get in if you let him in. He'll get in your children just like he'll get in you and I. We let him in. And when you think you safe, fighting the wrong enemy, hell breaks loose on you. And this is what happened in this last and evil days. And my sister, my brother, that means God never played, but it's just no time to be wasting now in worship. Why? This question. Why folks don't care about wasting time in worship? That's a good one. Who said that? That's a good question. Why folks don't care? Listen, don't care why they waste their time in worship. Why? Why they don't care? I said don't care. Just don't care. Why? Y'all heard little Harris? Look what he said. He said, folks don't fear God no more. That's the answer. The fear of God is gone out of his church. That's why. That's why they don't care. They fear. They don't fear God. The church really don't fear God no more. That's mean they just play in church. Because they don't fear God no more. That's why they don't care. You've got to fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. And folks don't fear God no more. And when I say fear God, young folks, I'm not talking about scared of God like he a booger bear. Reverend God. That means reverend God. I reverend him. I give him my most high respect. Because of who he is. And you can look at it the old fashioned way. I'm just plain old scared of God. I rever him, and plus I'm scared of him too. Because if I find out the Lord doesn't play with nobody. But all the fear now is gone. No wonder ungodly folk can break in God's house. He said, my house shall be called what? The house of prayer. No wonder they don't have no respect no more, because we don't have no respect. And the ungodly man said, well, if God can love them and what they do, I can do the same thing. No respect. And that means a lot of folk come to church and waste their time in worship. Oh, hallelujah. You can't buy this kind of gospel here. You can't buy this kind. You can't go pick this up at the store nowhere. You'll be surprised. Hallelujah. This church full of folks. And plus some in the back. You'll be surprised. What some of them here for? I said, you'll be surprised. Some here because they coding somebody.
Come on, Reverend. Come on, Reverend.
You'll be surprised. What folks come to church for? Listen. If you've been born again, if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, if you've been converted, you're supposed to come here ready to worship and praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. The God that we serve, my sister and brother, is nothing to play with. And you look around, you don't see no fear no more. Oh, hallelujah. No more. The fear's gone. Wonder why. Listen to this. 80% of churchgoers don't really fear God anymore. 80%. I said 80% don't really fear God anymore. The 20% trying to hold on till Jesus come back. The 20. They hanging in there. But 80% of churchgoers really don't feel God no more. And the 20 that want to hang in there, the 80 criticizing the 20. But God always gonna keep him a seed. A S-E-E-D. He always gonna keep him a remnant. He always gonna keep somebody real. No wonder Jesus said, the broad road in the narrow road. Just very few will find the narrow. But the Broadway road by the thousand millions. They follow the crowd. And church goers wasting their time in worship. Look around right now. Look at it. Half of them going to sleep now. Where you went last night? If you're on medicine, I can understand. But if you ain't on no medicine, you ought to be awake. 85%. Don't fear God. No more. 20 trying to hold out. Another 80% of that same 80% of them don't really believe all the word of God. I know I'm on time. Don't really believe all the word of God. They believe what they want to believe and take out and put in what they want to do with it. That's why they're translating the Bible. They're just about to translate Jesus out of the Bible now. They print Bible to fit them. They print Bible to fit the congregation and not Jesus. folks trying to please folks and not trying to please Jesus. And just some messed up God word. They don't really believe the word of God. I'm talking about hear and preach. Hear and talk. And then read and still don't believe. 80% right now. Oh, hallelujah. That means so many folks is gone astray. Because they don't care. Oh, boy. My sisters and my brothers, you better stand on God's word. Everything gonna fail but God's word. I just told you we are living in dangerous and deceiving times. The devil is the deceiver. He got his master degree in deceiving. He is the deceiver. You're talking about a schemer, a snake, deny that you can't be doing it. He always comes with the look like. And he fooling church folks going and coming. That means they don't feel no more. That means they don't really believe because how they changing God's word. Just like they want it. Denomination are fixed to fit their denomination. Women's not doing to fit their denomination. The women live. Don't stop saying our father now. They got to bow out. The women's Bible says our father and mother in heaven. That's a lie from hell. They don't care. They don't care. Who mother in heaven? Who mother are you talking to? God in a class by himself. I know you're taking over earth, but you ain't going to take over heaven. Oh, hallelujah. I know I may have to go somewhere else and eat today. He ain't going to change this word. Now, y'all women, she going to bring me some water. That's all now. God going to bless you. God going to bless you. He ain't changed his word. I don't care what folks do. Deceiving time. Dangerous time. There ain't no safe thing praying like that. No wonder you ain't getting your prayers answered. You don't left God well. No fear and don't believe. And then holler, I believe it. Well, what word you believe? What you want to believe. And take out what you want to take out. You can't pick up every kind of little Bible now. Devil got Bibles out. So folks now in church, listen now, all churches that lift up the name of Jesus, you've got folks wasting their time in worship. Now watch this. Get your Bibles. You had to bring your Bibles in. Let you know I'm not talking from the air. I got Bible to back me up what I said. 1 Timothy 4:1-5. This is why folks wasting their time because they fear gone and don't believe God's word. We're so close to the coming of Jesus, I'm just getting happy about it. From the depths of my heart, I'll be so glad when Jesus comes back to straighten this mess out. It's so much of confusion now in the body of Christ. If you don't stick to God's word, you'll go anywhere but right. I don't care what folks are doing. I don't care how folks are growing. You better make sure they better stick with the word of God. We in the last days. Y'all got it now? 1 Timothy 4:1-5. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Griffin, read it for me.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Pick that mic up just a little for me. Hallelujah. Start all again. Wait, pick it up a little bit. Yes, sir. You got to hear this. Because everybody ain't got no Bible. You're supposed to bring it, but you know, they ain't bring it. But come on, read.
Now the Spirit.
No, pick it up a little bit. It still ain't high enough for him. I ain't talking about my mic. I'm talking about his mic. His mic. I want my mic fine. They got to hear. They don't hear good. It's kind of like a dove sound on it. Pick it up a little bit. Now try it now.
Now the Spirit.
Yeah.
Speaketh expressly. That in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith.
Well, about? Don't pick my ball, my mic. Leave mine alone. Pick yours up. Now, in the latter days, what's going to happen? Some are going to do what? Depart. No, they what? Depart. In the last days, they're going to do what? They're talking about folks already in the faith. If you ain't in the faith, how can you depart from it? In the last days, some. And the majority gonna do it. Gonna fall away from what? The faith. Talking about falling away from the word of God. In the last days. So it's not surprising me, not a bit. Because the Bible already done told us what gonna happen. Peter Janis don't have it. God already done told us how this thing gonna end up. Just read your Bible. That's the latest news. And still the oldest news. Gonna fall away from the faith. And you see it right now. Folks don't respect God's word no more. No fear no more. They do anything in the church now. Anything in life. Now they don't care. Read on.
Giving heed to seducing spirits.
Knows that. To what kind of spirit? Well, what's the seducing spirit? He's going to tell you in a few minutes. Come on.
And doctrines of devils.
That's the devil doctrine. They don't care what they preach now. They got a gospel now getting rich quick. That's another gospel. Amen. That's not the gospel of Christ.
No, sir. No, Reverend.
We don't got so now that we just leaving the word of God. God ain't promise you you're going to get rich nowhere. Amen. Somebody got to show it to me.
Amen. Amen.
All these folks, like if he ought to promise riches, one of us in New Bethlehem ought to be rich.
Yeah. Amen.
At least one of us.
Uh-huh. Amen.
He promised you are rich in him. And we just haven't inherited our riches all of it yet. But that's another God. That's what folks ran. Get. Give me. Follow behind Jesus. Give me. And missing the whole mark of the gospel. Folk dying and going to hell. You are trying to get some money. That's another gospel. That's the doctrine of the devil. Look, I'm talking just this common sense, just natural. I'm talking in natural now, listen. Just natural. Look like. I said look like. Look like if Jesus come here to make us money rich, look like he ought to at least left his disciples $500,000 or $600,000 a piece. I said look like. But I heard Peter and John, when they're going to the temple, the man asked for some money. He said, we broke. He said, but what such we have, give I thee the name of Jesus. Get up and walk. I ain't got no money, he said. Jesus didn't leave him nothing. But power from on high. Come make you rich. Ain't nobody going to get rich but the one that preaches and teaches. And you know you ain't going to get rich. But you got a big business going on or selling drugs or something. or go down to Mississippi and the devil make you stack something. Another gospel. That's the doctrine of the devil. I don't care who preaching it. Too much of condemnation about riches in the Bible. The doctrine of we're in the last day. And folks love to get some for nothing. God told you how to get some. Just obey my word. I'll take care of you. Doctrine of devils. Leaving faith. Following the doctrine of devils. Read on, because my time's going on me right now.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy.
Just hypocrite. Just lies. And just, that means a phony. Hypocrisy. Deceiving and all that kind of junk. And fooling folks. That's what's happening now. Folks put on Sunday clothes now. Spiritual Sunday clothes. Want to act like a Christian on Sunday. They done it, but now these folks act the devil on Sunday now. They used to respect God, how didn't they? I ain't gonna say this in church, but they'll kill you in church now. Care what they do no more. No fear. And don't believe what God said. Dangerous time.
Amen.
If it ever was a time to stop praying, you better stop praying now.
Amen.
It ain't time to play no church. There ain't never been no time to play.
That's right.
Read on.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Can't nobody change it. Their conscience. What you mean by the? They can see it and just wall in and act like they ain't done nothing. I mean, like they ain't done cuss you out, treat you like a dog, and come to church and sing in the choir.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And trust to throw their hands in the air. Some preachers the same way. Some deacons the same way. Some hush the same way. You find them all over the church. Their conscience are sealed. Ain't no kind of compassion. No sympathy for nobody. Sealed with a hot iron. Gentlemen, these are the days we are living in. Folks can treat you like a dog and come right in church with you. I mean right in. I ain't talking about no part. I'm talking about the church. And act like they haven't done nothing. You can't go to the bookstore to get this kind of stuff. Hallelujah. It don't sell fast, but it gets the folks who want the gospel. Read on. He ain't through.
Forbidding to marry.
Listen to that. Say it again. Say it again, brother.
Forbidding to marry.
Say it again.
Forbidding to marry.
Don't want to get married the last day. What they doing now? Shacking up. Listen, if anybody out here listen at me or right here, listen, you fall and feel in the ungodly part of God's prophecy right now. If you shacking up. Look what you said. Forbidden what to get married in the last day. And come to church and sing in the choir. The pulpit. Usher bowl. Deacon bowl. Trustee bowl. And the preacher don't say a word. Missionary society. Matron. They don't care no more. They're still gone. And don't believe what God done said. No wonder folk wasting their time. Don't fear God. Don't believe what God done said. But he already told you in the last day, don't want to get married. Somebody looking at me right now, shacking up. I guarantee you somebody looking at me right now and gonna go, think about what he said. That's your business. I'm gonna tell you, baby. But I'll tell you one thing, that bed you're sleeping in, God says a whoremongering bed. It's a dirty bed. He said he's going to judge them kind of folks after a while. I guarantee you, I tell you that. I know you don't believe it, but you better start believing something. We're in these last days. Don't care no more. Even the pastors don't care what you do now. Don't fear. Fear gone. That bring folk playing church. Fear gone. Don't believe God. Read it. Don't believe preacher said. Don't believe it. Read on.
And commanding to abstain from meats.
Keep on reading.
Which God has created to be received with thanksgiving. Of them which believe and know the truth.
Have what? Receive. Now, that man told me, I'm going to run right quick, but it ain't too much. But I want that man told y'all, receive the meat. See, some folks got so in the last day, I ain't going to eat this kind of meat. They ain't got nothing to do with your salvation. It just told you right there. He said, receive it with what? Thanksgiving. After God, after you pray over it, he said, and that means you prayed over it. Sanctified. God sanctified by the word is in there. Oh, but watch this, watch this. That means I told you, when you go out and eat, you got to stop acting proud and proud, cute. You don't know what you're eating, you better ask God to sanctify it. See, he sanctified the food. Because in these last days, what you know what you're eating? I don't eat at Jenny House. But if you eat in a restaurant, you eat anywhere. I don't eat out. I don't saw wood and greens. I don't saw this and that and things I'm eating. You better pray. No, you're not yet. You're with your little sudden crowd, big shot crowd. And you know, you got your little potatoes in your steak and salad. And they don't say nothing. Cough you around sinner. You better pray over that stuff. You better pray over that stuff. You don't know what you eating. With your proud self, think you're cutting on a cow and cutting on a dog. You don't know what you're cutting on. And don't know how old it is. It may be small. These folks don't throw away nothing they keep yet. God was sanctified. Scared to say some folk be a Christian and eating and don't. You better ask God to bless us. Number one, thank him for it because you ain't got, he ain't got to give it to you. And number two, you got to tell him to sanctify. These folk doing everything now. The devil on the loose all kind of way. They got AIDS and things. They don't care how they want to hurt you because they finna die. They want everybody else to die. They'll spit in your food. You don't know what the folk doing back there. Go to the bathroom, don't wash your hands. You don't know what they're doing. That's when you better pray over it. Rats crawling all over everything. You don't know what you eat. But the Bible said in the last day, they're going to be abstaining from meats. He said, God created everything. If I want to cut me a rattlesnake and pray over, that's my business. Now, I heard rattlesnake is good, but I haven't tried him yet. Paul, eat them all the time, but I don't eat no rattlesnake right now. I ain't got that for you. I've got to graduate up there. I ain't got that yet. No. Paul eat alligators. I heard he eat alligators, all that kind of stuff. I eat that stuff yet. I ain't got that. I've got to grow to that stuff. Hell, not much. Hallelujah. We're in the last days, brothers and sisters. Brother, now get your Bibles. Turn again. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Still in Timothy now. We just left Timothy 1. 2 Timothy 9:3-5. We're in the last days. That's where you see all this stuff going on, Brother Ashley. That we see all this stuff going on and wonder why. It ain't going to get no better. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse and worse and worse because the Bible told us that. 2 Timothy 2:13 told us, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Evil talking about killing and all this kind of junk and drugs and all that mess going to get worse. And then seducers talking about false prophets. Amen. Fooling folks. Going to get worse, worse and worse until Jesus come back. That means I said, just 20% go hold out. And when you check out the church, you'll find out just very few holding out. You ain't got to do it, though. You can be for real. Don't be in the 80%. Because it's going to get worse. Read, y'all. Read, brother.
This know also.
This know also.
That in the last days.
Hallelujah.
Perilous times shall come.
Perilous time is dangerous time. Read on.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Just keep on reading. They know that. They know that. They know what it is. They self can't even stand their own self. Just love yourself now.
Yeah.
Ain't thinking about nobody else, just themselves. When my mom and daddy was living back in old days, they survived because they helped one another.
Yeah.
Kill a hog, everybody on the street get a piece.
That's right. That's right.
But we keep food in fridge, they have spoiled, they had to throw it out. Lights go out, come back, you ain't got nothing but some mush. Junk. Read on.
Covetous.
Covetous. Everything. And do what happened in church, man. They want everything they see now, don't you?
That's right.
That's right. Covetous. That's a sin. In the last day. Asking God, Lord, give me a Mercedes. For what?
Uh-huh.
You got your Honda brand new. I know it sounds funny, but I'm trying to say, if you're able to get it, all right, don't be asking God.
That's right. That's right.
Come on, need your Honda, you can go where the Mercedes go.
That's right.
Matter of fact, it'll kick off a little faster. But no, I saw Jimmy with one. I saw Mabel with one. I'm not able to get one, but she ain't gonna outdo me, baby. The Lord blessing me too. Ain't got nothing to do with the Lord blessing you. Come on down the road, them notes gonna hit you if you ain't got no money.
Amen.
Put your own self in a bind. Try to keep up with other folks. Cover yourself. Want everything other folks got. If you ain't not able to get it, leave it alone. Sometimes when I be counseling folk who I married, I say, now, don't try to follow the Joneses. If y'all love one another, wait till God can bless you. Tying yourself up, kind of keep up with your classmate.
Amen.
Your co-worker.
Amen.
And all that kind of junk. If you ain't got but one room right now, ain't got nothing but a bed to sleep in and just one two chair. Somebody knock on the door. See, you ain't got no furniture. Hey, baby, hit the road. You ain't got to come in here. Me and my wife love one another. You better hit the road. You ain't got to worry about trying to keep up with nobody. Wait till you get able, in a sense, to do it. But if God know you need it, He'll supply your needs. But we live in a time of covetousness. Just want what other folks got. That means Bible said, our prayers are not happening. And James said, not happening because we're acting amiss. That means because you cover you, saw somebody else with it. That means God don't answer your prayer. Now you got your own self. They ask God nothing. Now your job gone. Boom.
That's right. That's right.
Ain't but one thing you can depend on now, and that's Jesus.
That's right.
They cutting off all kind of jobs. You're alone that now.
Amen.
That means God doing it because the way we treat God. We got more colleges in our job and money than we got in Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to shut out on you now, baby.
Amen, brother.
Thank you going to your job and get back and got a pink slip. Go home. Out of business. You better stick with Jesus. If you stick with Jesus, he'll give you another job. You better lean on Jesus. Read on, brother.
Boasters.
Read on.
Proud.
Proud. Lord have mercy.
Blasphemers.
Blasphemers.
Disobedient to parents.
Hold that down. Let me say something about that. Uh-huh. Well, I'm going to say something about something that I let go on, but I know a lot. Now, the last days. Don't y'all see we living in them right now? See, we look at earthquake. We haven't been earthquaking all the time. They're getting more severe, more penetrant, tornadoes, getting worse and worse. But we miss these things I'm calling them now in church. They're falling away. All that kind of junk. And children being disobedient. This is what it said, disobedient. It's nowhere in history, nowhere in the Bible where children are more disobedient now than anywhere in the Bible. You don't even know who in authority at the house now. The average home let their children run it. Whatever that child goes, they're going to do it. Whatever he says, they're going to do it. The average one I'm right now in these days. I don't want no butter bean. I want me a pizza. Well, if you stay here until I get back, I'll run and be right back. That make me sick. I've been working out all day long. You can't rule your own child. When you let your child run your house, it's not God running, it's a demon running it. If your child run your house, it's a demon running your house. Because it's gone against God's word. In the last day, no wonder folks just playing church. No wonder they don't care about half worshiping, wasting time, because they don't fear God and don't think nothing about his word. But children, listen at this. You can rest assured. God's word ain't going to lie. He said if you're disobedient to your parents, he's going to shorten your days. Amen. Just what happened then? I think that Hosea said that. Hosea, I think it's 4:6. Hosea, 4:6. Hosea said 4:6. He said, just because you don't forgot me, I'm going to get your children. Don't come there and read it for me right quick. Come on. Hosea 4:6. I think that's where they are. Let them hear. Just the reason what's going on now. Watch this now. Folks don't turn out. They don't left God's word. When their parents leave God's word, the children, God, you're going to pay you some kind of way. The consequences come behind your children. Read that for me, brother. They don't hear you. Go on. Take my microphone.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children.
Y'all see that? Forget your children. That's what happened now. The parents, the average parents, don't forget. Don't even know what Jesus sounds like in the house, some of these folks. They teach them everything but about Jesus. Forgot about Jesus. All right, your children fall on your children. I'm going to forget you. Forget your children. Read on, brother.
Unthankful.
Ain't that right, y'all?
Amen.
More unthankful now. We think we just got it made. Unthankful. I ain't thanking God for it. Get on television, they're scared to bring up Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, you know, you're lucky. Ain't no luck, nothing but Jesus.
Amen.
Scared to bring up Jesus' name. Unthankful. Who you think did these things to you? Till that folk come to church. You know, they don't scared to worship God. Hey, big shot. Who you think gave you that big house? And that swimming pool in the back? six cars. Who you think gave them to you? Huh? All them clothes you got in your closet. Who you think gave it to you? I know you can think well, and you got a big high IQ. Who you think gave you the brains? You can wake up in the morning, don't even know where to put the kitchen from the bathroom. God gave it all to you. You ought to be thankful. And then come feel like you're proud. Ain't got. You better thank God for it. So he can get rid of it in one day. I'm trying to show y'all the last days. I'm trying to show y'all why folk wasting their time in worship. We're in the last days. They don't fear God and don't believe his word. Read on. This bagging me up here. Read on.
Unholy.
Unholy? You don't talk about no holy no more. No. Ain't nobody holy now. The Bible said be holy.
That's right.
I'm no angel. Hey, he ain't told you to be no angel.
No, he's right.
But he sure told you to be holy.
Amen.
For his God, I am holy. Don't want to talk about nothing like that now. Preachers don't even talk about sin no more.
No.
Scared of itself. Read on. Read on.
Without natural affection.
Without what?
Natural affection.
Don't want no woman. Don't want no men.
Uh-uh.
Don't y'all see it now? I said, don't you see it? What two, look, two men, cause they're having sex. Two men kissing one another. Two women call themselves having sex. Two men get married now. Two women, that's sickness. Make you want to throw up. We're in the last days. Who want to kiss an old man? Who want to kiss an old woman or another woman? I'm just saying. That's sickness. God called abomination in his sight. Last days. Homosexual, Ryan Harley. Come on, I was born like that. I was bone messed up too. But I got bone again. And you got to get bone again. All of us were bone messed up because we came from Adam. But you got to get bone again. Get bone two times and die once. But get bone one time, you're going to die twice. I've been born two times. I've been born twice. The physical birth and the spiritual birth. I've been born twice. And old folks said, now I ain't got to die no more. Read on, brother.
Truth breakers.
Oh, they're happening now. Trust folks. Did I get what that case by the Clinton case? Y'all know them folks. Don't keep up with them. What their name? What that lady name told on a friend? Whatever name. Truth breakers. Can't trust nobody now. I thought you were my friend. But child, money. Money, baby. Money, honey. Love is a money. Folks have been the lady friend. Told in secret to you. But tell it to the law. By repenting, ain't that right? So nine times out of ten, it's getting out. You may hold a long time, but it's coming out if you don't get straightened out. Read on, brother.
False accusers.
Read on.
Incontinent.
Read on.
Fierce.
Read on.
Despisers of those that are good.
That's happening right now.
Amen.
Notice this now. Folks that do good, folks can't stand. The world can't stand them.
Amen.
The law now is for the bad man, ain't for the good man no more. When you do something good, they don't even look at it well for nothing. Here a man will kill 15 folks and get out, act crazy, and then get out. And then somebody protests, you put him in an electric chair. Read on.
Traitors.
Read on.
Heady.
Read on.
High-minded.
Read on.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Gotta stop right there. That's right. Gotta stop right there. Something you gotta stop at. Now, y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, 80% of church folks, they love pleasure more than duty. Notice pastors now. They make it convenient for folks to do what they want and cutting God short. I'm saying in my life. They scared. Just the pleasure. Just to have more pleasure. Doing nothing. This the last day. I ain't got time for Jesus. I've been here 21 years, man. Had a night service ever since I've been here. I know some folks ain't been to a night service since I've been here yet. But they go play bingos. Well, Rev, you know, I can hardly get around. I don't go out at night. I saw you about to walk, going to that car that bingo plays down yonder. Can't hardly stand up. Pleasures. Ain't got time for Jesus no more. But love pleasure. Some of you can't hardly wait to leave church right now. For the night. I said for the night. Raise your hand. Let me see. We ain't gonna tell on you. Listen. I wish you would raise your hand. I just wish you would raise your hand. Waiting to go tonight. I'm telling you, tonight. Talking about a Christian. Love pledges. Don't keep up with everything but the church. You go to church, girl, you go to church too much. I was out in the world. You ain't said nothing then. I don't change master now. I'm under Jesus Christ. I'm not under the devil no more. Don't let folks mess you up. I ain't got time. Last days, read on.
Having a form of godliness,
Lord have mercy,
but denying the power thereof.
That's what happened in a lot of churches. Just a form. Amen. I don't look at y'all know the folk like this. They shout.
Amen.
They can do. I mean, hallelujah, glory to God. But when you see their lifestyle, they just put on a form and a fashion in church. I don't care who it is. I don't saw some folks shout and just shouting. I mean, you know, song, they don't get shouting in the word sometimes. Only way to get shouting in the word, but just, you know, Jesus died, you know, he got up early Sunday morning. They may shout off that choir sang, yeah, shout off that. But I don't saw some shout. I mean shout. And going with somebody else husband right in here. Right in here. So being saying long prayers and going with somebody else's wife right in here. Nothing but a form. Ain't but a form. Nothing but a form. A form, that's all it is, a form. And folks know it. They know folks know it. They don't care. Now these kind of tapes, you get fired at the Baptist store, because they don't allow these kind of get in there. These kind of turn you around if you hear them long enough. Folks just wasting time. Preacher got to tell you all that. Because you got to love the folks. Can't let this stuff go on. We ain't saying nothing about it around here. Read on, brother. That's all up.
From such, turn away.
Turn away from them kind of folks. All them things he called out. Y'all better leave them kind of folks. And you turn away from it and leave them kind of folks you're doing. You don't want to be following with them kind of folks. You don't fellowship with them kind of folks. Let them get mad all they want to get mad. You don't follow fellowship with them kind of folks. They're going to lead you astray. That's all. Okay. Now, right quick. I'm going to get through with this right quick. Now, look at 2 Timothy 4:1-5.
I charge thee.
I charge thee.
Therefore. Before God.
It's not this now.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Almighty.
Who shall judge the quick and the dead.
Lord Almighty.
At his appearing and his kingdom.
He's going to judge both of them. One that quick, somebody been changed.
Amen.
The dead, somebody died out of Christ. He judged both of them. He's going to judge the church and judge the sinners. All right, read on.
Preach the word.
Preach the word.
Be instant.
Be ready all the time.
In season.
In season.
Out of season.
Out of season. You'll catch the season. Just keep on preaching. Read on.
Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke.
Rebuke.
Exhort.
Exhort.
With all long suffering and doctrine.
Hallelujah.
For. The time will come.
Isn't that this now?
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Ain't that happening right now? Folks don't want no sound doctrine no more. They want you to fool them. They want you to play with them. They'd rather hear a lie than hear the truth.
Amen.
Read on.
But after their own lusts,
God Almighty,
shall they heap to themselves
this now.
Teachers.
Teachers. They buy teachers.
Yeah.
Having itching ears.
See, what happening now, church is now paying good salary for preachers just to tickle their ears.
Amen.
Give them a big salary because he got a degree. Some of them ain't been called by God. Folks go to school and not take up preaching. Because of a good salary in some of them now. My teacher just a tick of their ear. Tick of ear. Ear, folks. They're not here. Ear teacher. Itching. Itching ear, folks. And folks who just want to hear things they love. If they ain't talking about no money, well, they ain't going back here. Baby, you better not come here and ain't talk about no money. I don't talk about nobody but Jesus. Brother, that's all. They buying preachers now. They don't want no bone again preacher. You can fill out a resume right now and send it to the Abbott church. You ain't got to put no bone again down there. Just put down there, I've been to college. That's all you got to put on it. I've been to college. I don't have something to call me and tell me, well, what you think about this? I said, you ain't got the thing complete yet. See, it's the man bone again. They don't care about no bone again, preacher. They won't want to jump and clown and walk over bases and jump the hoop and all that messing. Long hoon and all that mess. All that mess ain't hitting on nothing. You got to teach these folks about Jesus and how to live a holy and a righteous life. Folks just got itchy ears. That's all now. Paying good money to please folks. Peter said, it's best to please God or please man. A man please ain't hitting on nothing. And a lot of folks done bought out. Read on, brother.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth.
Yeah.
And shall be turned unto fables.
Fables. Ain't nothing but little old junk stories.
That's right.
Get in put, yes, son. Yeah. Big old cinnamon, like Woody in there, you know. That's all they want, see. You know, and he can't do it for about 15 minutes. With his little short story. 15 minutes. They control them. They got a time to quit. 15 minute message, 10 minute message. I heard a preacher years ago. He said he'd been preaching 18 minutes or 12 minutes. Something. They gave him 3 more minutes. I said, I wouldn't even put it in the paper. I'd be ashamed to put it in the paper. I preach it out a little longer. That's sickness. Little story, little something sound good. A little parable. Fables, little something sound good. Tell a lie. You get, well, that sound good. Don't know nothing they said about Jesus yet. Read on, brother. Still got 2 more minutes.
But. Watch. Watch thou in all things.
God Almighty.
Endure afflictions.
do affliction.
Do the work of an evangelist.
God Almighty.
Make full proof of thy ministry.
Y'all see that? You better make full proof of your ministry. You ain't been called to play around. You've been called because God saved you to do something for him and not for the devil. So don't waste your time in worshiping. Ain't no time to play. Let all the folks play. Make your mind up you're going to follow Jesus. Y'all think God ain't tired? Make your mind up who you going to follow. You just got to make your mind up and say, Lord, I'm through with that. Now give me strength to go and follow you. You got to make your mind up to follow Jesus. Because from the depth of my heart, every one of us got to stand before God. The devil deceived us. Well, they ain't been there yet. Them deceiving words. God can't lie. All of us got to stand before a living God. And I ain't never through with that. And now, next Sunday, you know, I said I'd be preaching on this till we go over yonder. Because we're in a clean-up campaign. See, I'm going to bring some strippers on that. We got to clean up a little bit. I'm going to tell you why. Now, next Sunday, I'm going to start off where I stopped off at. I'm going to tell you why church folks, playing church, why they don't fear God and why they don't believe the word of God no more. I just ain't got to it, that's all. That was my next thought to bring in. But my time don't run out of my mind, ran out of my mind. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why all of this going on in the church. I got the answer. Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Glory to God. Make up a clap. That's right. Make up a clap. That's all. Hallelujah. This word going to stand whether you clap or not. It's still there, buddy. God Almighty. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be walking out so fast. You may miss your blessing. Somebody lost you today, and you need to be saved. You need to be saved. Play me a little music, play me. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. Church ain't nothing to play with. I know you may see a lot of Christian or so-called Christian playing, but sinner man, it ain't nothing to play with. The devil used a lot of folks in church to mess you up. God got some real folks. The devil, did you see nothing but a lot of false folks? But God got some real saints standing up for him. And make you think that it's just something to play with. No, it's not nothing to play with. You got to die one day. You got to leave him one day. And there are but two places to go. Hell or heaven. You got to make that choice yourself. You got to be born again. Born again. You got to be born again. By giving your life to Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Ain't no waiting period. Do it now. You don't have to be on a waiting list. You do it right now. You may die tonight. You may die today. On your job. You don't know what's going to happen. May go home and fall dead. You can die anytime. But if I die, I know I'm safe. I'm going to be with the Lord. That's what you ought to get in your mind. If you're not saved, you can get saved right now. By believing on Jesus Christ for your personal sake. The Bible says if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. You can be saved right now. Now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Now I'm asking you, come now, this hour, and give your life to Christ. And you know what's so rude? But the moment back there, give your life to Christ. Come on, give your life to Christ now. Come on. If you lost, give your life to Christ. If anybody won't come by Christian experience, you may come. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. If you lost, come on now. If you have given your life to Christ, come on. He loves you. If anybody loves you, Christ loves you. He died for you. He don't prove that he loved you when he died on the cross. It's up to you now. It's up to you now. I know you're doing fine. I know you're doing well. I know that. But you still got to die. And you got to stay somewhere forever. You got to stay somewhere forever. You got to stay somewhere forever. Wherever you go, you'll be there forever. And if you go to the lake of fire, think about fire. You're born conscious. Cleared everything. But won't burn up. That's a sad story. And when you get saved right now, will you come? Will you come right now? Don't let the devil cheat out your salvation.